think like the losses the past few years have kind of built and worn down you guys. You get any sense of that, Matt, or do you feel like you guys are still pushing forward at this point?
Oh, still pushing forward. I mean, you gotta let the losses motivate you. You know, you can't just stay down. You know, of course, after the game, you know, you're gonna be down and by the plane ride home. But after that, you know, you gotta get over it and watch the tape and learn from it and get mad about it. You can't just stay sad and down the dumps about a loss. You know, you have to try to erase that and come back and get a win the next game. And that's what we're working on.
How important is it to, you know, keep guys from not letting a loss like what you had the other night take more of a toll than it probably should?
You know, just getting in and practicing, you know, coming back and having a good practice always helps, things like that, you know. And playing the Big Ten and playing college basketball, you know, you only have about 2 or 3 days in between games. So you don't really, you only let that one sit too long. You know, you don't necessarily forget about it, but you move forward and you prepare for the next opponent. You know, you can't worry about what happened, you know, the night before, 2 nights before. And you got to start the scout and start worrying about what you're going to do the next game to avoid those same situations.
How do you explain some of the inconsistency? Maybe some players have great games or very good games, and then the next time, is it a matter of who they're guarding, the preparation, all, you know, working together? You haven't done that very often.
You know, it seems like we prepare about the same way each time. You know, we very in depth, and we all know the scouting report really well, it seems like. But I think it's a matter of you know, everybody's learning. You know, we got a lot of young guys, but you know, everybody from top on down is, you know, learning new teammates, new coaches, and a new system. So it's all still a learning process. You know, we kind of get sick of talking about that, but it's true. And I would think that has a lot to do with it. But you know, the further we get along in the season, hopefully we can start being a little bit more consistent with our play and have better play.
How are you able to keep your patience? You know, this is the third year. It's been a tough career so far, but,
yeah.
You know, they're smothering you as much as they can. They identify you as the main scorer, yet you got to put out the same effort, of course, every night. How do you keep that patience?
You know, you have to bring it every night. You know, you have to I enjoy, you know, having, you know, that smothering defense that you talk about. You know, guys, you know, all over me, and it's fun. You know, it brings a challenge to the table that I know, you know, probably the other team's best defender is going to be all over me, and you know, keep me from taking those shots. But it's no, it's obviously not fun, you know, losing games like this. You know, it motivates you, it makes you mad, and it's hopefully, though, when we do turn the ship and it all works out, that it'll be, you know, that much greater, you know, that we went through all these rough times in order to come out on top.
Well, they're giving you respect, I mean, by doing that. You know, at least your feet got that.
Yeah, I guess so. It just, you know, it does make it tougher, you know. But it's fun. It's fun, you know, going against, you know, like John Gilbert chasing you all over the place. It's a challenge, and it's fun.
Along those lines, like, have you, because obviously teams are going to focus on you and Eric a lot, have you noticed them scheming for Bryce as much now, especially when you consider that Cully's not there, you know, to provide the depth, and you guys are kind of relying on Devin more to play that one when Bryce does come out?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely not our deepest position right now with Cully being out. So, you know, I'm sure teams want to pressure him. You know, Purdue would do that, and Ohio State would get up in you and pressure him. You saw that the other night, and maybe that's what they're scheming. You know, I don't know what their plans are, but I don't really know too much of them, you know, trying to attack Bryce. He's doing a good job handling it all. He's new to the league, and he's having a lot of new experiences. He's doing a great job with it, you know, scoring and dishing the ball out. So it's just we need him, because he's our, you know, our only pure point guard right back there right now, and he's stepping up.
And then how important would it be to break into the Big Ten win column this weekend?
It'd be huge. It's something we definitely need right now. We have a great opportunity. We know we're going up against a great opponent, though. Indiana is no slouch. You know, they played Wisconsin real tough last night. I watched that game, and they're gonna be coming here ready, and we have to be ready as well.
But they're not number one in the country like Ohio State.
Well, no, those are obvious differences. But you know, you still have to come with the same game plan and the same attitude, and like we were playing number one team in the country. But hopefully, we can come out with a much better effort and play a little better than we did the other night, because it was disappointing. And hopefully, we can erase that and come out with a victory on Sunday.
I know it was kind of touched on a little bit Wednesday night after the game, just with the way Andrew played, but with him specifically, when you see him become a confident player, when you see him with that confidence, how good can he be?
You know, you saw it the other night. You know, he's going up against, you know, maybe the, some people are saying, you know, the top player in the country, you know, one of the better big guys in the country, and he did a great job. right down to the final buzzer, he was working his butt off out there, blocking shots and getting buckets, and it's something we need from him. And I think, you know, having a game like that maybe can show him, you know, what his show him in his eye, in his own eyes, what his true potential is. You know, I mean, yeah, I can go out here and play and, you know, be successful, you know, maybe get a double double, and it's something we need. You know, he's a talent who can do that. He's a big guy that can run and can shoot a little bit and has some moves inside, and he's a guy we need to continue to step it up.
So have you, like, noticed him maybe, I don't want to say making more of an effort, not saying that the effort wasn't there in the past, but just when you have, like, seen him working at becoming a consistent player, and is that something that he's done a better job with in the past as opposed to the past?
You know, that's tough for me to say. You know, he's always, when practice comes, he's always, you know, working hard out there. You know, he's going up, getting up down the court, and always running the floor. You know, you definitely see him working hard in practice and getting it done in practice. It's a matter of carrying over to the game, which he did the other night, and we need that out of him. And we need another guy down there, and he does a great job providing that force for us.